I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And I know what you know. About 3 hours from now, the State of the Union is coming up. Right when the show ends, the State of the Union begins, and that will be brutal, and they're already giving you a little preview of what that's going to entail, so we'll cover that here shortly. I'd say 10 minutes from now, we'll get into some of the State of the Union stuff. We're going to talk about our institutions, specifically the FBI, more information revealed about the kidnapping plot. We'll talk about that. Building a port in Gaza? We'll talk about that. Charles Barkley is angry at Democrats, the Lake and Riley Act, and a connection from the show, all that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, all 3 hours, your questions, ask me anything, whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I was going to go a bunch of different ways tonight to open the show. Because, you know, it's State of the Union night. There's already a bunch of radical stuff that everyone's previewing. The story out of the FBI's bad. But I decided I'm going to go a different route. I'm not even going to mock the open, naked corruption of Democrats, especially New Jersey Democrats. Here's Chuck Schumer trying to explain why Bob Menendez is still on any committees.
You know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy.
That's 100% the wrong button I just pressed. Here it is.
Look, the bottom line, as I've said.
Chuck sounded a lot more feminine in that first one.
Look, the bottom line, as I've said, the Senate has certain standards.
You know, he is kind of feminine anyway, though, if we're being... All right, stop. All right, I'm focused.
Look, the bottom line, as I've said, the Senate has certain standards that we must live up to. I am very disappointed that Senator Menendez has not lived up to those standards.
Why are you okay with him serving in your caucus, sitting on committees, attending classified briefings when he's been charged with bribery, conspiracy, obstruction of justice?
As I've said, the Senate has standards. We should all be living up to those standards. I'm deeply disappointed that Senator Menendez has...
I'm deeply disappointed. But no, I'm not going to take away my voting power. Only sucker Republicans do that. All right. But I don't want to begin any of these places. I want to begin here with an email. Actually, there's a couple different versions of this tonight, but we'll start here. Dear Sombrero Oracle, he says a couple different things about liking the show and whatnot. And he says, I've never emailed because it's not my style, but I'm really struggling right now. I'm a 27-year-old blue-collar worker in rural Nebraska, and to be honest, I have little hope left. I'm depressed. I agree with your worldview. The commies are in charge of the institutions. Economically, things are going downhill, and I don't even have hope for home ownership anymore. The only things that keep my hope alive are good salt-of-the-earth people that surround me, my amazing girlfriend, and my family, and I think there are many out there like me. Thank you for bringing entertainment and some hope, so on and so forth. And his name is Josh. Okay, so I saw this email right when I got here. And I've had a few emails, especially over the past couple weeks like this. I saw the headline from today, layoffs surged in February to the highest level since 2009. I saw it. It sucks. It's bad. It's really bad. The job market is slowly but surely shriveling. That's what's happening. It's shriveling up.
I saw this story. This is from a local news station in Georgia, but this is the same story that can be repeated whether you're in Georgia or New York. This is the story.
Stunning new details tonight on Georgia's housing crisis. A GSU study says 19,000 homes, not apartments, homes in the metro are owned by three companies. That's nearly one in every nine houses up for rent, and some entire suburban neighborhoods where corporations own it all.
19,000 houses owned by one of three companies. All right, so this is the only reason I wanted to bring this up, because I hear these things a lot. I'm down. Let's pause on that for a minute. It is State of the Union night, so we should stay on topic. So let's talk a little bit about Hannibal and history. Just stay with me. This will come back to today and what we're all going through right now in one way or another in the country. Just stay with me. So I'm not going to do a long history thing, sorry, on Hannibal Barca. But Hannibal Barca, as you probably know, was the incredible Carthaginian general who fought the Romans. He fought the Romans in the Second Punic War. There were the Punic Wars. There were three of them between Rome and Carthage. It doesn't matter. But Hannibal was the one who made Rome afraid. And here's the point of my story. Hannibal grew up as a military boy. His father was a general. He grew up in military camps, all right? So at some point in Hannibal's life, he's a kid in Spain watching his father fight, learning about military. Okay, so that's one phase of his life. Then eventually Hannibal finds himself in charge of his own army, and he's leading an invasion into Rome. No one does that. He's leading an invasion into Rome over the Swiss Alps, watching his elephants freeze to death as he fights the natives off cliffs in the Swiss Alps. All right, so that's what? Crazy, right? Just stay with me. This is going to come back. And then multiple times he finds himself as a commanding general standing across the field from a gigantic Roman army, legions of Romans who will undoubtedly crucify him in public if he loses that day. He wins that day or he dies, and he dies ugly. And then he becomes a war hero. And eventually Hannibal gets old and the Carthaginian Empire starts to weaken, and Hannibal finds himself, after all those victories, after all that life, standing there having a discussion with Scipio Africanus, the Roman general, and Hannibal pretty much knows he's going to lose that day, and he does. And then Hannibal ends his life. That was Hannibal's life, right? He eventually went and became an advisor for the king of the Seleucid Empire, but Hannibal ends his life on the run. One of the great, maybe the greatest generals of all time, military kid, war hero, lion, legend, crossing the Swiss Alps. Hannibal Barca ended his life pretty much hiding out in somebody's attic or living room with Roman assassins kicking in the door to come kill him, drinking poison and laying down alone, dirty and poor in a bed in a dumpy house, drinking poison to end his life. Now, this is, just stay with me here. Life, it comes in different phases for all of us. That was obviously a very, very extreme example. And no, I don't think you're going to end your days. I certainly hope you don't end your days drinking poison. I understand the United States of America is changing, especially for younger people. You're watching opportunities your parents had and their parents had, opportunities like home ownership. You're watching those opportunities disappear in front of you. Value of the dollar. Big corporations are gobbling up every single home and then renting them out, which drives up the cost. Interest rates are going up. I understand that you are watching life change. And these changes, many of them, most of them, let's be honest, are not good changes. You want to buy your first home at 25 with your wife or your husband like your parents did, a tiny home somewhere. That's what you want. It's what people want. It's a natural want. I am already discussing things with my sons, just light talks about it, but we've already had these discussions, talks with the wife about it, that we are going to have to accept in this late stage republic of ours, with all the chaos around us, that we're gonna watch some things we've become accustomed to be taken away from us because they're going away. What we can't do is allow our happiness to go with it. We can't put all our contentment in the way our parents used to live and the hope that we were going to live that way, and then get more and more depressed as these people destroy it, right? And I'm not sitting, this is me, I'm not telling you they're not destroying it. I tell you, they destroy it. You know, I know. It's obvious what they're doing. I mean, look, just to give it away, we'll get into this in a little while. Joe Biden is going to propose an increase in the defense budget tonight. An increase. The financial system's teetering on the brink. These people are trying to spend more. So I'm not trying to put a smiling face on where we are financially or culturally. I'm really not. But what I am saying is I've been honest about this from time to time. I'll allow myself for a moment to get down because of all the crap going on. But that's not right. I am not owed the same America my parents have, and neither are you. We will fight and preserve as much of it as we possibly can, and we will suck it up and keep a smile on our faces while we do it. Your life, if you're a younger person, will not look like the life your grandparents had. It simply will not. That's not the way it works anymore. The life my sons will have won't look like my life, and it'll look radically different than my parents' lives. That's the way it goes, all right? So we're just going to have to buck up, Buttercup. And for you, young man, the one who sent the email, you got a dime girlfriend and a family you love. Heck, you're pulling up aces already. That's more than many have right now. So put a ring on that young lady's finger and go make some babies and enjoy your life. All right? All right. Now, the State of the Union address tonight coming for Joe Biden. What can we expect there? What can we expect from the GOP? What should we expect from the GOP tonight? Let's talk about that next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Put a smile on your face, all right? Yes, things are changing and these people are wrecking us. That sucks. But still, what else are we going to do? We got to laugh. Now, let's do a little preview thing on what we're going to see tonight. Remember, when it comes to elections, this is just the norm of how it works. When you're in a Republican primary, you run hard, hard, hard to the right if you have to. This primary, like our presidential primary, was never close enough for Trump to have to run to the right. He always had so much of the primary vote that he never had to do that. So our primary this time was kind of an exception. But normally, whether it's Congress, Senate, President, wherever it is, you run hard to the right in the primary. Ah, look at me, fire-breathing anti-communist. And then when the general comes up, it's not that you change, but you soften a little. And you try to make sure your hard right base knows you're still with them, while at the same time convincing the nerds in the middle who don't know what they believe that you're not the Antichrist, right? And the same thing for the Democrats. When they're in a primary of any kind, they have to make sure they're appealing themselves to their despicable street communist scum base who hate themselves and want to burn everything down. So that's what you'll hear the most of when you're in a Democrat primary. You know, we've been playing you cuts of the California Senate primary. It's just been one person trying to out-mow the other person, right? But then in the general election, they run to the middle. And a lot of people forget this, especially on the right. A lot of people forget this about Obama. But I was working construction at the time when Obama was running and then when he became president. And so I was working out of town. So I was spending all this time in the car just listening. And one of the things that hit me so hard back then was how Obama, when he was in a general, would campaign like the most moderate dude. He sounded, if you go back and listen to his general election speeches, I remember Obama as this far left, radical America hating president, and he was. But man, when he was in a general election, he sounded so kind of middle of the road. No big deal. Hey, man, I love my free markets, too. Yeah, just that's how it works, right? So you run to one of the sides really hard in a primary. You kind of soften that a bit. and appeal to the middle and the general, right? So where are we now? Well, I think tonight we're going to see something different than we would have seen at other periods of time in America. From Joe Biden tonight, he is the Democrat nominee. And I realize that's not official yet, and they could still change at the convention, which I believe they will. But as of right now, let's go. Let's bet on what's likely. Joe Biden's the nominee. There's not a serious Democrat challenger. He's the nominee. Donald Trump is the nominee. I mean, it's practically official already. They've all dropped out. Donald Trump's the nominee. Okay, so we know who the nominees are. What that should result in, what that normally would result in, is both candidates, I don't want to say moving to the middle. Sometimes they move to the middle. Sometimes they just soften their image. But what that it should result in that, a softening, if you will. And in fact, Trump, I saw him give a speech a couple of days ago. I'm not going to play it. It's for our purposes here. It doesn't matter. Gave a speech a couple of days ago. And yeah, there was still plenty of red meat at a rally for his base. But it was also a lot of kind of catch-all things. Don't you miss the America where you were prosperous and taxes were low? It was, you could tell Team Trump had smartly made an adjustment. Hey, let's adjust a little, right? I do not think you will hear a ton of that out of Joe Biden tonight. And from what we're hearing already, the little leaks that we're hearing already, what my suspicions are, I bet you they're going to turn out to be true. Now, let me explain, first of all, the leaks. This happens every time there's a big presidential speech scheduled. What happens is people in the administration who know the speech they're going to give, what they want is all the apparatchiks in the media to start carrying the water for the speech before he gives the speech. So if I'm President Jesse Kelly, all right, and Jewish producer Chris is my chief of staff, and Michael works for the New York Times. And as President Jesse Kelly, I'm going to propose everyone gets a free puppy tonight. And I'll give that speech to Chris. Chris will probably help write it. He's part of my staff. And Chris will love that part of the speech. And he'll want the media already going out there telling the public, Jesse's going to offer us a free puppy. So he's going to go leak that part of the speech to producer Michael, who will then print a New York Times article, headline in the New York Times, President Kelly to give a free puppy. So that's why you get all these previews during the day. That's how that works from the administration. So let's dig into what some of these previews have shown today. And let's look at what he said in the past. And we're going to try tonight not to focus on how old he is. Can you imagine how many aches and pains Joe Biden has? Well, look, we know he's not going to have many aches and pains tonight because he's going to have a pharmaceutical cocktail inside of him that would put Keith Richards down. But you should stay away from that stuff. The drugs, you should stick with all natural. When you have pains, when you have aches, well, Relief Factor should be where we turn. Relief Factor you take every day. And what it does is it gives your body the natural ingredients it needs to fight inflammation. So that joint you have that hurts all the time, it doesn't have to. The muscles, the back, the neck. Relief Factor is drug-free. You take it daily, and you watch the pain that's been eating at you go away. They sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. You don't have to live with pain. All right, so what have these previews been of tonight's State of the Union? We'll talk about them next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Put a smile on your face and do not forget tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let us begin with what's on tap for tonight. First, let's remember Biden is mean. And I'm not saying that just because I dislike him. Honestly, a lot of mean people I prefer. I prefer mean people over nice people most of the time because I'm really mean. So it's not as if I hold that against him. If I see a crotchety old man or an old woman screaming at the kids and swatting them with a broom or something, I'll probably laugh. That's who I am. So I don't mind that Joe Biden's mean. But I'm trying to explain it this way. Joe Biden has always been a nasty cuss. Always has been that way. You don't need me to play for you the audio that's 30 years old. This is from the 70s. Wait, that's like 50 years old. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting old. All right, but it's very, very, very old of Joe Biden being nasty to somebody. He has a reputation in and around D.C. of being a nasty human being who will dog cuss you on a dime. He's always been that way. The media was trying to, after telling you Donald Trump is this big meanie McMean face for a few years, they were just rebranding Biden for him, the nice old Joe Biden guy. Joe Biden's a jerk. And so Joe Biden is naturally a divisive person. Remember what I told you about this? Remember this one? Remember
this? Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
Isn't just a nasty dude. It's stuff that's not that common, or at least prior to Obama. That stuff wasn't that common, but that's Joe Biden. And, well, you remember he'll always toss these ones out
there? MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people.
And remember what I told you about that speech? That speech... Everyone likes to say that Joe Biden is just some kind of sock puppet and his staffers are holding him up and he's not getting control of everything. That speech was not only Joe Biden's idea, his staff knew it was a bad idea and talked him out of it for something like 2 months until Joe Biden himself finally put his foot down and said, no, I want to talk to the whole country and I want to call the other side a threat to democracy. He got his way. So remember, Joe Biden's mean. So you're going to get a lot of nasty stuff aimed at the right tonight. Because remember how we were just talking about primaries and generals, how Joe Biden ideally should be running towards the middle tonight. You're the nominee, right? You don't have a serious challenger. Remember, they have huge domestic problems, Democrats do, holding together. The domestic coalition has not worked so far for Democrats. What that means is Joe Biden can't run to the middle tonight. Tonight is going to be for the base. Tonight is going to make you very angry if you let it, and you shouldn't let it. You should understand that it's coming. You should understand how radical it's going to be. Understand they're already running to the media, leaking things like this.
I think that, you know, there are a couple of events in history that, you know, transcend politics and are piercing. I think 9/11 is one of those issues that people remember. And I think January 6th is one of those issues. And I think, you know, Donald Trump.
Comparing the towers going down to January 6th, every time they've ever pulled this, you've yelled, you've screamed, you've talked how insane that comparison is, and of course it is, but get ready for a mouthful, I should say an earful of that tonight. I don't know why you'd have a mouthful. That wouldn't make any sense. Anyway, get ready for an earful of that. It is going to be a speech that is uniquely aimed at the Democrat primary voter instead of the independent voter. That's why they're already leaking out little parts of it to their friends in the media, and it's just a bunch of commie, wealth divided, he's the bad guy garbage. Headline, Biden to attack billionaires like Musk
and Bezos and float raising corporate taxes during the State of the Union. The President of the United States of America, while the economy is just draining people, inflation making people angry. Again, layoffs the highest since 2009. He's not going to stand up there and discuss all the prosperity he's brought or how great things are, although probably attempt to do a little of that. He's going to tell everybody, you know who you have to blame for your problems? Those guys. It's going to be an hour or 45 minutes or however long they can keep him upright of Joe Biden pointing his finger at the other side and Joe Biden doing various outreach items for his domestic coalition. He's going to have one of the survivors from the Uvalde shooting there. We already had that leaked out. What is he doing there? Why would you bring that person in? Well, at the State of the Union speech, Joe Biden is going to gun grab. That is not a position that is popular with the average American. It's very popular with Democrats because Democrats are all communists who want to murder their political opponents. But the average American does not like gun laws. Joe Biden is going to go after guns tonight because it's for the red meat base. He's going to have a bunch of black activists there because Joe Biden is he's worried. I shouldn't say in trouble. He's very, very, very worried about how angry the urban black Democrat voter currently is as they fill up the United States of America's cities with illegals. The Democrats need to try to throw those people some red meat. It's going to be tranny stuff tonight. I guarantee you. You will have a speech, a portion of this speech with this kind of stuff.
Why are you gay?
And you know why? Because Joe Biden and the American Democrats are having a very difficult time holding together their domestic voting coalition. So tonight is going to be further to the left than any election year speech a president has given in ages, maybe ever. I don't know. I haven't listened to every single one of them, and I'm not going to go back and read them all. But for an election year, this speech ain't going to be no attempt at the middle. This speech is going to be aimed at the California liberal wine mom who just transed her fourth son after aborting the 10 before him. Now, speaking of trying to hold together the domestic coalition, you know, sometimes you can get panicky. You ever get panicky when you look at our political situation? You shouldn't, right? You don't allow yourself to get panicky, but every now and then you can have a brief moment where you say to yourself, oh my gosh, we're so screwed. And the people who are leading us are leading us into a disaster. And it doesn't have to be this way, but it is this way because these people are idiots. And so this is what I mean. Look, the Israel-Hamas war. This is not something the normal American obsesses about, especially now. It's so far past October 7th, the nuclear news cycle being what it is. But be honest, it's not in your top five concerns. Me bringing it up now is probably the first time you've thought about it today. It's just not in most people's concerns. And I understand, and I'm not telling you to give a crap. But we all do have to keep in mind that there are potential global implications of this whole thing, depending on which way everything goes, how fast it goes there, which other nation states choose to take advantage of the situation and get involved. This is a volatile situation, and Biden's going to announce something else tonight. Oh, gosh. We'll talk about it in a moment.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, let's just get to this really quickly because I'm going to touch on this National Guard and the subway story here again. But Joe Biden is going to announce tonight. They've already leaked this part. Joe Biden is going to announce that we are building a port on the Gaza coast to boost aid. And I just, before we get into the specifics of that, I hope everyone understands how international this thing could get very, very quickly. How deeply countries like Iran are involved in this whole thing. Israel's still holding off Hezbollah in the north. They're a significant problem. We have Red Sea issues. The Houthi rebels are still attacking shipping, altering the shipping of the world. What is in the future here? I don't know. I'm not talking about Israel, Hamas specifically because the Israelis are kicking the crap out of them. But I'm talking about this region and what it means for the world. What is in the future here? I don't know. But I do know this. I do know the potential for this thing to get ugly in some kind of awful way. It's real. There is a very real potential that this thing goes bad. We are dealing with a dangerous situation here. It is a dangerous situation. Remember that time I told you about the time in Iraq where we had to go clean up the bunker where they had all these artillery shells and all this different black powder, basically, for lack of a better put it, all these explosives laying around. And these idiots went in there one night, not our guys, it was a bunch of terrorist pieces of trash, don't worry about them, but they went in there one night and were pretty sure from afterwards that one of them was smoking cigarettes in there and something went wrong and boom, the biggest explosion you've ever seen. So we had to go clean up the mess the next day. Well, this whole situation over there, I want you to think of it like we're walking around this big ammo bunker with black powder piles on the floor and we're burning a heater. This is a dangerous situation here. We need to be careful. And tonight, the Biden administration is announcing that, well, we're of course supporting, it's going to do this thing where, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. We of course support our greatest ally, Israel, and we're going to give them whatever we need. But also, we're going to build a port in Gaza and give them whatever they need. This is all the Biden administration attempting to hold together their domestic coalitions of Jewish American Democrats and Muslim American Democrats. But these people are playing a dangerous game so they can win an election. Is that not maddening to anyone else? Because that's the only reason they're doing any of this. It's all just about the election. They don't give a crap about Israel. They don't give a crap about Gaza. They don't give a crap about any of these places. They care about power and money, and they care about domestic things. They're going to mess around and get us in a terrible situation to win an election. And I know what you're probably thinking, especially the salty old dogs. Yeah, what else is new? And that's a very fair point. What else is new? And we're going to have what? We're going to have what? Seabees over there? You're not bringing the Seabees or civilian contractors, and you'll have to have Marines because you're going to have the U.S. Navy there. So we're going to float the United States Navy in there and have the Marines guard an area while the Seabees build a port. And we're going to do this with a terrorist organization that we have designated a terrorist organization? Do I have that right? We're going to set up shop and just park our guys right by the terrorists. Does anyone remember the USS Cole? Does anyone remember Afghanistan? Wasn't that long ago? These people want to die. You know what? I'll let it go. Let's talk about something different here for a moment before we get to the GOP response. I'm talking about the ones who are sitting there. And what should we want? What do I want? What do you want? Before we get to that, let's talk about your phone company real quick. Obviously, the culture war stuff goes well beyond who we vote for. It goes beyond our schools. It goes beyond our entertainment. Now it's in the corporate world. You remember, I read that article yesterday about that company that you get a discount if you pass your DEI course and learn how racist you are. Where we spend our money and don't spend our money matters. You shouldn't be going to Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile for your phone service. Not when we have the option of Pure Talk. Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company. They hire American. They're giving out free Samsung 5G smartphones right now. Their CEO fought for this country, and they don't give to Planned Parenthood. Pick up your phone and switch. You'll save money, too. #250 is what you dial, and you just say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right, I'm not going to spend long on this. I want to get back to some State of the Union stuff and emails and others, but there's obviously a headline today that we all knew they were going to do this. Politico runs a headline and says, big blue cities are embracing conservative anti-crime measures. Conservative. It's conservative to arrest criminals. Anyway, what are they talking about? Well, let's talk about the National Guard in New York City's subway. I've already complained that the poor National Guard gets called up every single time there's any need anywhere, as if these guys are just trained in everything. It's just crazy what we ask of our National Guard. And yeah, I know plenty of National Guardsmen are trained in military stuff. It's just wild to me that they would dial up the National Guard when the NYPD has more people in it than many countries' standing army. That is one. Two, we all know what the deal is here. And it's kind of frightening to think about, isn't it? They purposely opened up the jails, as we've talked about many times. It's what communists do. They open the jails up. They turned all the murderers and rapists free. Now you can't ride the subway anymore without getting raped or stabbed. And so what do you do? Well, hey, gotta bring in the military to restore law and order. It's gotten wild out here. Hey, New Yorker, I'm with the National Guard. Let me see your purse. What's in your bag? It's bad, isn't it? It's crazy. But this is where we are. The largest, most well-trained police force, completely neutered by the politicians, completely neutered by the communists, neutered by the left, neutered by Alvin Bragg. The jails opened up, bail free. The criminals went out, pillaged like they always did, and the government turned to the people and said, hey, how about some protection? Would you like some protection? I'll bring in these troops here, keep you nice and safe. All right. Now, let's have a talk. You've seen the heckling at the State of the Union address. Of course, you've seen it. You've seen it from the communists. You've seen it from the right. Obama will get up there and say something mean, and the Republicans will yell. And then, you know, Donald Trump will get up there and say something mean, and the street animals there will yell, and, Trump, you're the worst, and so on and so on and so on. Now, is that good? Is it bad? What should we want? An interesting discussion. Next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.